side. Look at the Xerox page, have it. Those don't. The Rebbe Shulchan Aruch does it all. Look it up. We're going to have Bogdan Avraham say too. Because after all, when we finished Mezuzah, the Heir of Yameinu, we'll be starting our Achaim. We'll have Bogdan Avraham on a daily basis. So, getting a little bit warmed up. Okay. So now on both sides, the following question is raised by the various Mefarshim. How does Shliach make a bracha? He doesn't live in the house. I sent someone to put up a mezuzah. I want to tell you, I can see these pictures in the papers. The Rebbe comes with a big shtreimel and knocks the mezuzah. You ever see these pictures? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see it? The Rebbe comes, the Rosh Hashiva, whatever it is. They bang. Well, he doesn't live there. I live there. I'm a machaber. I have to do my mitzvah. I guess the shluchah is a rebbe that breaks all the rules. I wonder if they appoint the rebbe to marry the woman for them. I haven't seen yet. Give it time. But the rebbe comes and how can you make a bracha? The kavod mezuzah is at his house. What's going on over here? That's the kasha he asks. The pashup shot is that he's fulfilling the mitzvah of the balabais, right? And the Mishnah Brewer says so. At the same time, I'm not going to read all these sources inside. I'm just going to read it to you very quickly from outside, as they say. And the source for this discussion that I'm having with you right now is in the Sefer Ogur Ba'olecha, and it's all based on what we started seeing yesterday. It's in Perek Zion. In this beautiful sefer, the very beginning of the parak, it's entitled Hilchos Birchas HaMezuzah. At the very beginning, a discussion of when the bracha should be. That's what we started talking about yesterday. When the bracha should be. Now the question becomes: who should make the bracha? When it should be, and who should make the bracha? Discussed over here at significant length over here in Perek Zion, Sifkot Gimel. We start talking about when you make the bracha, and it talks about a little bit about who makes the bracha. Okay. So let's see a little bit in his discussion, not going to the entire lengthy piece over here. He quotes a Mishnah Brura, it's in a Tov Lamed Bey, Sifkot Yud, by B'dikas Chametz. He's my Shliach, even for the bracha. What does that mean? That means that I sent someone to B'dikas Chametz, and it's my mitzvah, it's my house. I'm required to do B'dikas Chametz. This guy walks in and does it for me. So he does the mitzvah for me, and he makes the bracha for me. Oh. So it's a ma'aser mitzvah. That's what it means. It's a ma'aser mitzvah. Oh. In this discussion, he throws in something quite remarkable. I'll tell you a story. I discovered this through a story. Stories you remember all the time. Baruch Hashem, I'm coming to yeshiva every day for a long time. Since I'm married, my wife makes me lunch just about every single day. I'm with the paper bag. Some of you have been eating lunch with me in my office. It's usually a peanut butter sandwich with fruit. Maybe a little bit of sinus. Okay, that's lunch. Once in all these years, in a lot of years, once, only happened to me once. I woke my lunch. It was a grapefruit, so it was a big fruit. And I went, and a guy, like typically, the guy wanted to talk to me. He said, come eat lunch with me. Good. So I go to wash. He's sitting in the room in front of me. And I wash. I come into the room. And I open up the bag. Big grapefruit, so a few cookies. The sandwich was missing. No sandwich. So I don't know what to do. But so I took a piece of paper. I said, please go to Time Out. I don't know what it's called. Lake Como Pizza. Maybe. I don't know what it's called. It should be Lakewood Pizza now. Whatever it is. Buy me a roll. Give me a dollar. You bought me a roll. I washed. So I came to Shia that day. Told him the story. Rebbe, you didn't have to do that. So Shabrach Lava Tala. No, Rebbe. It's enough in the Shari Shuvah and Hilchos Shilas Vidayim. Come in in the water already, Baruch Hashem. It's true. I looked it up right in front of me. I have to go on my desk, open it up. See the Kuf Nun Ches, Shari Chuva, quotes from the Ritva and Chul and Kuvo, who says the guy washes and changes his mind. He doesn't like the sandwich. He opens it up. Tuna fish. Puts it away. Besides, he'll live with some ice cream. Those are DJs. Okay, today, you know. He washes and those are DJs. Okay. It's not a bracha levatol, he says. We got BL this time. I don't want to be a BL, a capital B, capital L. Not even small B, small. No, not a bracha levatol. Why? What's the lungus, the person? One word. What's the lungus? Come on, you know the word. It's one, it's a key, risky word. I have used this word all the time. It's a matir. That's the word. It's a matir. This is matir you to eat bread. You change your mind, change your mind. It's different than episode, you know, if I make a broccoli and you have tefillin and I say, that, I don't, some that, I can't do it. That's a BL. Broccoli on top. Remember submit? It's a matir. I'm now in a state where I'm allowed to eat bread. I decide not to eat bread. No. No. See, he quotes it. No, he knew about it also. This is the same parak. Parak Zion, Siv Cotton Aleph. He quotes his ritual in Chulu Kuvav. He says, quote about a Shari Shuva Kuf Nuches Aleph. He has all the Mahmakams I discovered through my story, my grapefruit, whatever it is. And he has it over here. At the very beginning of Parak Zion, he quotes that. Oh. He wants to know what will happen if I decide to knock on a mezuzah in the house. The kvah mezuzah with tremendous kavanah. Shuffle, from the guard, whatever it may be. I decide, I change my mind. Not moving in. It sounds crazy, but it can happen. I get a better deal. The last thing, especially those who hold that you're allowed to make the bracha significantly before you move in. I'm not school, but many people say, yeah, no problem. I rent the apartment, and more than that, was we'll see later, not today. I'm trying to juggle all these inyan and try to finish up. So that's all fixed. Many say if you move your furniture in, you're ready, chai. You didn't sleep there yet. Move my furniture in, and I have a lease. And after I get a much better lease down the block, it's like break this lease, take it. I never move there. Never sit for one day. So the question will be: is that a brachah levatalah? He suggests maybe the answer is yes. Why? Because the Tilas of Dayim is a matir. He has the same word. Matir. Right? But maybe it wouldn't apply to a mezuzah. There it's a mitzvah, not a matir. That's what he writes over here. The full and sitkot aleph in Perek Zayim. Interesting. He quotes that the Chaim Penyevsky disagrees. Because the Chaim Penyevsky in his Parsha Sedura Sitkot Nun Ches derives from the Tilas Yadayim and Shchita and Erev Chatzeres to Mezuzah. So maybe Reb Chaim held, believe it or not, it's also a matter. It's matter you to eat, to live in the house. Because you're not supposed to live in the house. Somebody asked me a question today. Rather than ask about the Mezuzah, you really should. And yeah, I have to ask Mechilas Lidl Mekapora. I left the side of the Maramakomas. The opening Pisgah Chuvah, the Mezuzah. The first one, Yavash Avraham, the very opening one. Resh Pei Hei, Sivkotan, Aleph. The very beginning. It's my fault, I just overlooked it. We'll see it together. Quote the Prima Garden, If no the Lord of Shabbos V'yantim, She'ein V'lutim V'pischo, V'yesh Lo Bayis Acher, M'chuyur V'lotzeis, And leave. Avli lesli by esache, shor and lotta besocho. Lumid and tzitzis. Behold, main mezuzah nitzah beir, in the Gorba Shabbos, for shor and lotta besocho, main lotta by esache, and the Mother of Rome writes by tzitzis as well. In other words, you're mevatel and asay every minute, but okay, I'm mevatel and asay, if, Rabbi Osai, if I have the option to fulfill the asay, I can't do it. And I don't do it. I can't do it. Shabbos, so I have no other mezuzah. I'm not required to leave. If I have another house, it would be better to live in another house. Adkan. Okay? So it's also kind of a matir in a sort of way. Okay? So maybe that's our prime held. I can't say for sure. You can look it up in Parashat Sedura. Sifkata Nun Ches. And now we come to the real mystery. A real mystery. The ultimate litvak, right, against all the rebbes. Look what he writes over here. It's in Reish Pei Tes Sivda. Baruch Hashem. This is fascinating. And again, I'm going to go over these things quickly because we get involved too much in these and Yana will never get out. But I'll give you the Baruch comments as best I can. You can look it up yourself if you wish to. This is what he says. Abrocha Mavarecha Balabais Av She'acher Koveya. What's going on? The Rebbe clapped to mezuzah with the nails and I met the Baruch. I've never in my life heard of such a case. That the Rebbe should knock it in, the Balabas should make the Baruch. Never. Sure, was Nishkan Chosin. Okay. He says, V'im'eino Rebezo Mavareches Ishto. Oi, scandal. A woman. His wife makes the Baruch. The Chomas Adari. It's a line in the middle of a paragraph. Reish Pei Tes Siv Dal. Amazing Aruch HaShulchan. Incredible. So my first response is my first response of Chatan Aruch HaShulchan. And it's wrong, but I'll tell you what my first response was. Yes, sir.
Doesn't that assume that the wife and kids are chayav, not their house?
Correct. Another issue. Now that's another problem. The Rav Shulchan, right? It's not their house. What went from them? He said beferish. He said beferish. Shaleiam mutal achiv. Chiddush. That's also a tremendous chiddush. Obviously, correct. But that one also. This is racked with chiddushim. Doesn't even tell you the chiddush. It just says that, you know, no source. Yes.
I mean, that means they just from a kind of.
So I've seen in kindergarten, Rabosai, they put the mezuzah at the kid's eye level, which is beneath shlish, way beneath shlish. Pashtus, no good. So they hold the stuff, it's chinuch. That's a whole discussion in the post-kid. This chinuch would have to be with all the protever did you care. Can give a kid a lulav hashol on the first day of Esrog Hashol, the first day of Sukkos. That's a totally beyond our category. We're getting too far as it is. Let me go back. I thought as follows. I thought, and I'm wrong, but I thought this is my first mouth, that the Aruch HaShulchan compared mezuzah to what we're going to learn next. Talis and Tefillin. What happened, Rabosai, if someone has an accident with his right arm, we've seen this many times, or someone's weak, maybe you've done this in your time as a mitzvah. Notice that someone asked, he puts tefillin on. Not that he pulls it. Chabad, I'm not sure how they do it exactly. They pull it, you pull it. Guys, too schwach. You go, you put the tefillin on his arm, you pull it. Right? You help someone put the towels, you put it over. It's a mitzvah gadol, help someone who's unable to do it all by himself. So, what happened? Who makes the brachah? Chola makes the bracha, because he's the one who's fulfilling the mitzvah. I'm just facilitating it. So that's why I thought that in a certain way, Aruch HaShulchan said, "Look, truth not touching my body, touching my house." So even though he puts it at my house, he nails the mezuzah into the wall, to the doorpost of my house, so he puts tefillin on my arm. That's how I understood this Aruch HaShulchan. Others say, "No, are you kidding? That's his body, it's only his house. Come on. No comparison whatsoever. Whatsoever." That's true. I want to tell you, it's true. When I'm saying that one makes a brother not the other, remember, we have Shomei HaKa'onah. So Shomei HaKa'onah, when the Aruch HaShulchan says that the person who should make the brother is the Balabas and not somebody else, what if there's somebody else to stand and answer, and you answer, Amen. Go back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe walks in, makes a bracha Even if you'll say that I'm the only one that can make the bracha, no problem, he's making the bracha for me. That's really my bracha. I'm the balabas, he's the rebbe. It's really my bracha. Now, it's not a chatchila. You look at the chashofer, tov, kuf, pei, hey, the Mishnah Berurah, hey, and the Aruch HaShulchan, hey, they both say it's better than it says yesterday, that the cholah should make the bracha on the shofar, not the baltkir. So therefore, it'd be better for the balabas to make it at the rebbe. The rebbe. All the chatzchilas go by the board, depends on the rebbe. That's the biggest chatzchila. Even in the show, where the Mishnah Berurah says in the minute, it's not that way that the very open the baltkir blows, and not the cholah, so come home, he's a rebbe. Yeah, okay, fine. So I thought, here's why I'm going to show you that I'm wrong. I thought that other not going to be in this machlokes, if this machlokes is correct. And that is, what happens on both sides, puts on talus, puts on tefillin, doesn't make it wrong. Either he forgets, or in the case where he puts it on too early. It can happen very often. In the winter time, the sun rises very late, 7:20 in New York. When I came to Riverdale, in late 1973, one person that remembers that far back, you know what happened in 1973? It was the oil embargo. And they had all year long daylight savings time. When I moved into Riverdale in January, the sunrise was 8:20. 8:20, Rabbi Sackler. The first year I gave in Riverdale as a rabbi elect, and I still live in the Heights, was what were we going to do with the sunrise at 8:20? Well, so I paskined that they should put on the talent and tefillin and start davening, you know, at Alos HaShachar. And then, at the very end of davening, right before Ashrei, the second Ashrei, they should make a bracha on talent and tefillin, because that one is already after what we call Mishayat. And they should, you know, the minute you touch the tefillin, touch the tzitzis, fine. Okay. That's what we do in such a case. Fine. What about Rav Osai with respect to a mezuzah? Can I make a bracha after I put the mezuzah on her? I thought, with my chachma, Rav Shulchan is going to say yes, because he's going to say it's like a talis that's on me, a tefillin on me. The mezuzah is called on me, and the others would say no. That's what I thought. So I decided to look it up. I found that Rav Shulchan says against me. Guess what I thought he might say? Resh Pei Vav Sif Kof Dalet. I'll read it to you. That's why my theory is wrong. Kof Dalet is the case that we spoke about already. We had it in the door problem. He has a door. The Machlokes, do you put a mezuzah without a door? Rambam says no, Rambam says yes. So you have the door's not ready yet. It's still in the wood shop. Okay? So what do? So you put the mezuzah on now, put the door on, take the mezuzah off, put it back again, the whole story, a pilpul. Why just make a bracha right now? Who cares what's on before? Yeruch HaShulam says, no, you may not do that. You may not make a bracha at all. Bracha, Yeshu, the bracha, Lev, Shumah, Pam, Kavuvah. At the beginning, you don't make a bracha because you're afraid of the Rambam Sheet. And after, you don't make a bracha because it's already on already. So therefore, it's clear from Rav Shulchan that you don't make a bracha after you already had the kovei and the mezuzah early. No, it's a shah. It's a kol kovei, reish paper. Fine. Now, what's the difference? So previous explains in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. If I'm lovush tzitzis and lovush tefillin, it's on my body. There's a mesh of zman. The mitzvah continues. I can make a bracha. It's a love of Yosef. As opposed to, he says, Ma'ke and Ner Chanukah. What did we pick? Ma'ke and Ner Chanukah, which is to build the Ma'ke, to light the Ner Chanukah. Once you've finished doing it, too late. And the Poshup Shad is that Mezuzah is very, very similar to Ma'ke. This is found over here. Those one look up in the same Sefer, Perek Zion, Ogre Be'olecho, Sifkotzah, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Lo Birech, Lefnei Akfiyah, Lo Yivorach Acharel. So maybe he's called to hold that kind of a slur, but not the Aruch HaShulchan. Not the Aruch HaShulchan. Those who would talk about Moshe, because you can, based upon Tzitzis, Narat Zvi, which we have, you can look at both tomorrow, at no time. Yerodea Aleph, Kufayetes, Rav Moshe, Narat Zvi, Aruch HaYim, Yerches, Rav Right? So Pesach, we have the both. Pesach and the Mamon Avraham. Okay? But at the end of the day, there are those who say that okay, yes, she wouldn't make a bracha. Rabbi Yosef's true, it's Pekitzah. So Pshat and Rabbi Shulman is as follows, it seems to me. What's the difference between Bedikas Chametz, where Pesach Halacha is that I send someone to check the Chametz, to check my house for me, the Shliach makes a bracha. He's not a Tzuvah either. What's Rabbi Shulman talking about? How can he say what he says? Tell him to go off the soft army, guys. The whole thing makes no sense. What's going on? So I thought maybe you'll let this fall. If the Balabas is there, his wife is there, his kids are there, they're the ones who should be making the bracha. Because they're the ones who are mechuyev, as opposed to somebody else. In contrast, in this case of Bedikas Chametz, I'm too busy to do it. I send you there, I'm not there. So therefore, you can't make the bracha. If this is correct, Aruch HaShulchan, the only is preferring, it's the preference for the wife and kids over the outsider. But in a pinch, where the wife and kids are not there, if this child would be correct, then the outsider would be able to make a bracha by mezuzah, just as he can make a bracha when it comes to bedikas chametz. So that is nothing really that new over here. As a matter of fact, I found in the sefer Hogar B'Lechus of Kol Lam, there's a pillar that's on the shulchan. What's the difference between bedikas chametz and a mezuzah? What's the difference? There's a tremendous kasha he asks. What's the difference? He says a bodeh can make a bracha even if the balabas is standing there. So my tarot's not going to work. How does he know it? Bogan Avram. The Bogan Avram there, I'm skipping my Makrev, it's a tough love and basic. Bogan Avram compares it to shofar. All the difference is it's technically the shofar, the Bogan, the shomea, the tokea. Otherwise, obviously by shofar, the person is there, everyone's there. He quotes in the Yad Ephraim. I looked it up. The Yad Ephraim is right there on that Bogan Avram in Hilchus, Bedikas Chametz, tough love and basic. Was another Bogan Avram. Paper trail continues. Shin Samavav Sidkot Chok. Look that up too. Quotes a Rambam in Hilchus Brokos. That we don't know about. I don't know Hilchus Mezuzah, not Hilchus Brokos. Rambam says follows. Perik Yud Aleph in Hilchus Brokos. Halacha Yud Gimel. It's right on point in Hilchus Mezuzah. Rambam's in Hilchus Brokos. I read it to you. In Kovah Mezuzah Lacherim, Bevarech Al Kviyat Mezuzah. It's a famous Yom Shitasa. And the text changes. You do it for yourself, you make it with Bobo, it's a lovely bit. Somebody else, Al Kviyat. Where's the more famous case where the Rambam did changes? Well, who knows what that's the most famous name? Who knows? Mila, correct. We all make Allah Mila. Everyone makes Allah Mila. But the moral is Mala's own son. We also make Allah Mila. But the Rambam says, Lovel as a Ben. Right over here, the base. Rambam is the Shitasa, but the text can change. We have low plugs in either direction. Fine. You see Clark in the Rambam, but somebody else can make a bracha for my house to put my mezuzah. Yeah? Fine. Then he wants a bach. Yeah, the friend wants a bach. This bach is very problematic to me. At the end of Simon Tov, Reish Ayin Vov. Can A make a bracha for B? Look at this. Afroshes Chala. A can make a bracha for B? No problem. Ner Chanukah, not. Doesn't work. In other words, he says it's a mitzvah shebegufo. So by tefillin, I put tefillin on someone else's head, so it's on his body. So I can make a bracha in that case. But in the case of Ner Chanukah, can't do it. Can't do it. Apparently, the Bach considers Ner Chanukah to be like tefillin, a mutal al gufo adam. That's challah different. You know why? Challah. You have no tefuah, you're potter. It's not a chiyav amutl or gufod. I ask a kasha b'vach. What about Ner Chanukah? I have no house, I'm potter. It's a Rashi in Shabbos, it's a Chanukah. He's in a boat. He's potter from Ner Chanukah. So I don't see the distinction. Mezuzah too. You have no house, you're potter from Mezuzah. So let someone else make the bracha. More than that, maybe it is not getting the same as challah. I can't eat the roll. As challah was taken, so I can't live in the house unless either they did bedikas chametz before Pesach, or they put a mezuzah. So I don't understand this bach practically. Halacha lemais seems to be passing against the bach. Somebody else can make a bracha for me on their Chanukah and on mezuzah. Ideally, I tell people if they go away for the whole Chanukah and they're going to the airport, they're not going to be anywhere, tell the neighbor should make a bracha l'hadar Chanukah on his own house. Without that, then we'll go over and make it in your house without it with the same bracha. That's going to have to start up with the bracha. Who wants to wash himself with the bracha or nothing? Perhaps to go to the door. You know, we don't understand. And say it with mezuzah. If someone's with a koi, you should be there. Answer amen. To get out of the, to escape the ire, potential ire of the bach. It's interesting. This same sefer, as I said before, Ogur Balecha quotes over here in Sivkot and Lamed Hey. This is all in Perek Zayin. Talks about the bracha. So in Sivkot and Lamed Hey, he quotes something remarkable. He quotes the Mishnah Brura. Abodek Mavarek Navi Shlucha. Is it Balabaya Shliach with respect to the bracha as well? Quotes the Bhagavad Ram. And the Bhagavad Ram didn't say those words Shlucha. The Bhagavad Ram uses the words Mitzvah Ka'ovit. Pashut says there's no Shlucha by a bracha. So he answers a fascinating mitzvah. If someone that designed the base, and the bracha explains what you're doing, explains it as a mitzvah. So the Shliach has the obligation to do that. That this action is a mitzvah on the Balabas' part, and when the mitzvah, when the Rav is an expression, mitzvah ka'avid means the last of the word mitzvah, but it's not really shlichus. Then he quotes over here something remarkable from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, asks the kasha, the Halacha says in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin to make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin even without the people knowing about it. The question becomes, you do a mitzvah to somebody else who doesn't know about it. By Erev Tavshilin he says yes, and by Bedikas Chametz the implication is no. V'siyei v'yesh l'chalek. Chaim says v'yesh l'chalek. Chaim is a man of very few words. Here he wrote many words in the Sefer Mezuzah. What does he mean, v'yesh l'chalek? What did he mean, Rabbi Osai? You know what he meant. It's the word, same word. Matir. The Erev Tavshil is matir for me to cook on Friday for Shabbos, and Friday is the Yom Tov. It's assuming that if I didn't cook, it's not a bracha l'vatol. But you don't plan to cook. You have no plans to cook. So what do you do? So is it a bracha l'vatol or not? So Pashas is saying maybe not. That's what it means. Okay, the chavos of the chavim matir l'mitzvah. Okay, so as long as mitzvah, you have to have kiyum achiyum, you have to know what he's doing. Problem is the mother of Rav, let's say one shin sar rav chav compares erev to mezuzah. So therefore, maybe according to the mother of Rav, I can put mezuzah in your house without shlichus. Same as an Erev. This is all in Perek Zayin, Sivkotan, Lamed Hey. Fascinating discussion on me. Fascinating. So, I don't know. Maybe he owes his chobas adar, and the guy is Yotze. Even if he doesn't, no one told him to put it up. I held the king of Chobos Hadar, and the same, everyone look at my same Chobos Hadar, look at it. What's behind Hilchus Mezuzah? You see it in the back? And before that? Nerchan? Because he held a Nerchan, it was a Chobos Hadar. My approach has always been Nerchanika, your Yotze, the Mitzvah, Nerchanika, whether you like it or not. It's very relevant to the whole discussion. What does the person do? Let's say, for example, the wife lit already, and he wants to light again. So, no problem. Kavanah shlolotis. Keep making it. I, my opinion doesn't work. As long as you live in that house, and the house is in there, Chanukah, you have a citizen. You don't say anyway. You don't say, but it gets your will, Poshim Shah. You don't say, Mrs. Streetless Kavanah over here. Poshim Shah not. Shalom, you make a bracha now. Both the Kilas Yaakov and the Sheva Levi say, you cannot make a bracha without Shlitz. No bracha. Orgo Bolecha says, you can. You know, the Maisa Mitzvah, he has a key of the it's a machlek, it's a little Bronx. Fine. Now, I'm also talking about brachas. When is there a hefstick in the middle which requires a new brach? Open to the shachar, Mosai, in Simon Resh Pei Vav, Sivkot Chofet. Take a look. The shach says, this that we discussed this a few minutes ago, the case of the door. You can't put the door right now. You can't put below bracha. Okay. Why below bracha? You took it off, put it back on again. What's the answer? Both sides know what? No, it's a chadas. How's the Bikiba again? Hope you have looked down the bottom. Yesh Lion. Ama yikbeena below bracha. Took it down. Should make a new bracha. Maybe it means the poskim simul ches and chasitzes. The poshak talis adat the lachs of the lom shabiyad. Some poskim say you do not have to make a new bracha. So too by mezuzah. If the tola adat the lachs of the lom shabiyad, have it lom the tola and tell the bracha ayin. So the Kibbeh explains this shot. Shut up. Now the big question, Rabbi Osai, what do you mean miyad? I'm told there's a major tournament today. So, open or something like that? Open. Open. The guy goes to the open, and that's when I get all sweaty, he takes his scissors off. And after the open, then he goes to the lake. And here, and he puts his scissors off for a pretty long time. You need a new bracha on that. No. No one knows exactly how long it can be off. But the Alter Rebbe said for up to 3 hours. That's why the break in the Baruch Shakol is 3 hours. If you take it to the off right after you finish, you play it, you can be after back in time for saying it. So you can't have it 3 hours. So they're not going to run, they have to make a new bracha. We are a halacha camp here, boss. Not God Israel, it's true. But we're a halacha camp, 3 hours. Fry, I don't know, and TT, that's basically the Mishnah Sonic. Now I've got to disclose that since I can't take the rides for it. Okay, fine. 3 hours. He tells a story over here, fascinating story. I can't vouch for its truth, but it's certainly as fascinating as a Misa. People remember stories. I never saw a story before in my life. It's a Chazanish, and he heard the story. This is where he got it from. Say for Misa Ish. I have it in my house, 5 volumes. I got it from the Taj Baruch Hazanish. They came to raise some money, they gave me a gift. Maisish. You may have heard of the Per Ador. This is about a famous one. It has 5 volumes. This has 6 volumes. I don't have time, but it's 6 beautiful volumes, and I have to look, I have an excuse to look. Kelekein, page Peches. Hazanish did not make a bracha when he put his talis on for Minchas Yom Kippur. It was a 3-hour break. Remember, they died in the Sikhi, right? 3-hour break. Vishamati is not printed there. They even took a nap. It still didn't. Ulesh Gale Chazanish, Beatzmo Shlo Yisiyah Dats. Even asleep, he was trying to say Vishnaya Svalpeh, like the Gura. He can't be right for Chazanish to play mortals like you and me. But it's all found, it's here. It's Samachimel. The Perek Zion. Remember the story, remember the day. Stories are good. Okay, a bunch of them. What happened with that? I don't know, but it's a good story anyway. Okay, fine. In the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes, if you go to sleep at night, excuse me, if you go to sleep in the afternoon, take off your tzitzis, you make a new bracha. Simon Ches, if you're supposed to get this with a little tzitzis, a different way. So when I go, perhaps I leave my tzitzis on. I'm afraid to, I don't sleep 3 hours, but, some people there are very mad on sleeping in this camp. Sleep for 3 hours. One person I knew was mad on Shabbat here at camp. Sleep 6 hours. People don't make them just to wait 6 hours and finish. I'm mad on sleeping 6 hours. I'm not here when I'm here. Anyway, let's discuss another thing. He quotes over here that some suggest, and Sifkot and Sam above, you don't make a new bracha on the mezuzah unless you went to sleep for the night. Wake up the next morning. Who? Rabbi Yashin. Rabbi Yashin. Rabbi Vosner. Rav Shterbuch is the minute here at Kodesh. The Chobos not ever heard of this minute. He lived a long time in there. He's a boy. He was shaman in the 10th generation. He's never heard of it. But okay. Leave him another. What's the big afkamina? You take him because this will have to be checked by the cipher. We may do that here this year. It says we'll get to it later. We don't know if it's in Rosh. Mezuzahs are out, have to be checked twice every 50 years. Answer by Kohen Shalita. You can't remember if it was checked in the last 30 years. You can't remember. 30 years was when we learned these and the other two times ago. We put a lot of mezuzahs then. If you don't remember, it's been checked for 30 years. 30 is already into the second half of 50. Maybe we should do it. So we made up Kulin Eder on Tisha B'Av. Kulin Eder. We can't learn the Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Every one of them, we have to learn. The Shia will check out the promises too. But in the case not, that's the Shalom. So we have two circuits. Both Neil and somebody else in the circuit here?
Sure.
Not here now? So we have two circuits. We'll take the business down to be checked. We'll make a note. Tov, Shin, I, and Bays. And we'll check before we think, well, we'll do the next people twice in the next 50 years to figure out what to do. Shin, Harry, Yvonne, Amitash. All the Kolomar shall be transported, lock, stock, and barrel. There's the scroll. Check all the, Mickey Mice will come with us. I don't know. But take the whole thing over to the Holy Land. Then the Mashiach will tell us we have to check it next time. How long before that message? Right, anyway. So they suggest over here that the comparison, take a look at the Pesukei Teshuva. It's in the Reish Pei Tes, Sifkot Aleph. This you don't have unless you have the actual Shulchan Aruch. It's the flip side of your Xerox page. Pesukei Teshuva says, and haste your mezuzah and vodka. The data of lambs of the Kova is the same. The verb should call it the Kova. He says, I don't see what the suffix is. It's like Pasha Taliso. Al das lambs of the Sadipo. What's filling? Al das lambs of the Lanicha. Look at our times in the rest of your Dalit. Yeah, the first. The Shem Yishloma, the Hokalo, have you that lambs of the Kova? The Shem Yim say Posu. Look, Hannah Stalin was there. Oh. You take off the towels for a second and you want to put it back on again. It didn't become puzzle. So therefore, they have to make a bracha even in that circumstance. The Pisca Chum has been arranged, paid test, Sivkotan, out. Now wait a minute. Okay. Let's go nice and slow. Nice and slow. What happens? The Yachasman. The Yachasman. So you can go with the same halakh of 3 hours. I give my sofer this mezuzah in the morning. Brings back in the afternoon. 3 hours passed. Even the Alter Rebbe's man passed. What are these gedolim saying? I have till the next morning. I don't sleep in overnight. Where did it come from? Maybe it's a diet in Lashon or a Hashulchan. Maybe a Hashulchan writes in Reish Pei Tes Daled. The same thing. You take it off the bdika. Umav zira. You don't have to make a bracha talis. Vim kvol achar yom vadeivok. Lashon or a Hashulchan. The Achar Yom Valley of Earth, Reish Pei Tes Daled, the same sin. Achar Yom. So the Dayak Achar Yom. Come on, don't. You shouldn't follow this. Dib and Achar Shulchan get the Pesach of all the other Pesach. What's wrong with the Yashiv? Not a Pesach. Pesach is not a Pesach. This is the two Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. They both say, you don't put it up. You don't make a bracha. So the Minig Yisrael is to follow these Gedolim, notwithstanding the Orgel Bolecha. That's our Minig. Who's ever been in a house and your parents took down the mezuzah to be checked? Who's ever been there? They made it a bracha? No. Made it a bracha? No. How long was it all? More than 3 hours, right?
Probably.
So these guys start to come, it's a Chodesh Elul. These mezuzahs, until you got back, it's hard to get back in 3 hours. Oh. Now slow. What happened, Rabbi said to the Pesukei Teshuva, the very sad case? And there the Nafal HaMezuzah Me'atzmal Oretz. Berot of the Kova, Sarek Vaga Levorech. Kimo Nafal Taldiso Shem. Who Poshadu. Whoa. First of all, we read it so many times. Half the Mezuzah we put up the Sabbath Brooks. This happened today. Happened this year. They put a new fridge on the porch. They put the fridge in and knock down the mezuzah that exists on our porch. Rabbi Cohen and myself, my half is not of a mezuzah. Rabbi Cohen's half has a mezuzah. Okay. Yesh l'chalek for many reasons. But one of the reasons is that on his side, the post is directly on the right of the steps going up, and mine is far away. Okay, we've spoken this a little while ago. I'm not sure if it's 10 foot, but why not? Measure. And Ovi Yishlam, in my opinion, is part of the gangway. It's like Suki Tikra. It's just holding up the beam. But neither here nor there. So the fridge knocked it off. So I bowed and put it back on. So the rabbi said, oh, she'll put it back on. She made a bravo? You can ask her. I would make a bravo for many reasons, but it fell down. Pasha fell down. It often happens, it falls down. Pot, you ever seen something fall down? Yeah, it never fell down. It gets loose, it falls down. Because if a push it, you have to make a bro. And on its first glance, it really is push. It really is push. It really is, on a simple level, it's push. However, when it comes to tefillin and tzitzis, it's quoted that despite the first of the Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is that you don't make a new bracha if your tefillin got knocked out a little bit or the talus fell off. Why? Because they say that the Gemara that says you do make a bracha, the earlier Rishonim say when they used to wear the talus tefillin all day long. They say, well, it's so focused. But now that we only wear b'shas tefillah, we're more focused, and if it gets knocked off or falls off, you would not make a new bracha. Who says so? The Alter Rebbe again. But Baba Shereba. We have a comment who real chabatzes today. But the Alter Rebbe. Simon Chavhei, Simon Lamed Beis, and Simon Lamed, Simon Chavhei. Tefillah L'Dovid Es Tekashim, we have that here in our Kis Medrash too. And the answer given over here in the, again, Ogre Bo'al Echa, is that the distinction between the two cases. Simon Chavhei, Samach, Vov. And it goes to Ayin Gimel as well. Ayin Gimel is the particular fellow. What's out of the rabbi? That's the answer. Grass, steer it, no steer it. Depends on their time and our time, etc. So, mezuzah is like their time. Mezuzah is on all day. On a simple level, this is not going to help us. You should certainly make a problem. So, I was going to say I have to do it, but people don't do it. I was looking to try to find the source. People don't do it. So, sure enough, I pulled out my other ammunition. Shari on mezuzah. I guess if you look at the Sefer Tov, we have spent tons on this. Okay, I'll give you an assignment. The Sefer Tov, I haven't looked at it yet. But I found the Sefer Shari on mezuzah, he quotes from Avadja. Looked it up on the computer yesterday. The Baba Avadja is the Chel Gimel, Simon Yud Zayin, Sifkot Yud Aleph. Who says even if it falls down, you don't make a brook. He also goes from the Marashag. It's Marashag on Hebrew books, from Bar-Ilan, the Gedolei Olam from Hungary from 100 years ago. Simon Yud Zayin, I don't know what he says. And he amazing. The Das Kedoshim, which we do have, look it up. Reish Pei Tesis Kod Dal compares it to a case in Hilchos Tzitzis. If I have a Talis Gadol, a Talis Katan, if I take off the Talis Gadol, I leave the Talis Katan is on, you don't make a new brother, you put the Talis Gadol on again. It's a funny comparison. That's only the case where you took it off. If the Shabur writes it, it's Katan on the test, it's pushing. The Talis Gadol falls off, the Talis Katan doesn't do you any good. So that's in the very Shvera Svar. The answer is, if you look at Das Kedoshim, a different part. He says, Yesh Choshishim Milavark. Some of a chashash not to make a bracha, even in that case. And therefore, too, if one of those is left on the door, another one falls open a different door, you wouldn't make a bracha. Because even if you would, this potion, you would make a bracha. Yesh Choshishim not to make a bracha. That's what the Rabbi Avadja also supports to add. And what others will say, a different story. That, number one, even when it comes to talit, although it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, to make a simon ches, to make a problem. If you look at the Beis Yosef there, he quotes the Mukhe Yosef, who quotes Rabbi Yonah, that you don't make a problem, number one. And number two, he says, mezuzah is different than tzitzis. You know why? You must have a mezuzah. And after we're at talus, we have full quarter gamut. My talus fell off. Shalom, it's over. Mezuzah can't be over. I have to put it back. It's a very important distinction, which Rabbi Avadja quotes as as well. And if it gets a little bit loose, some want to compare it, Rav Osai, to Nafal Rov Talisa. It happens to talk. Tal slides off early. Kick save. I caught it just from his mostly off. It's still a little bit on. So it says over there in Siftan Zvav, you don't make a rub. I'll just say the Mezuzah is the same. It's not the same. It's a bit complicated. It seems to me that many people do not make a bracha, the Mezuzah falls down, and they rely on their Rabbi Radi Yosef's coolest, whatever they may be, either it's another Mezuzah with a different doorway, or Mezuzah is different than Tzitzis because you have to put it back, or there are Nekilim when it comes to bracha, to Tzitzis too. So the three Sfeikas, so we say some of Brahma's law, Adka. So now I'm also saying, in the remaining 10 minutes, let's discuss the next very, very important question. We're Mishnah Berurah people. We like Mishnah Berurah. You know, I have a biased Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah. He's the one who said you have to make the bracha not long before you move into the house, just before you move in or after you moved in already. You read this yesterday, it's similar to your test of cotton, dalit. The question now becomes, how do you define that? So here in this very same Perek, Perek Zion, everything's here, the gold mine, over Balefa, Sivkot and Vav, he quotes as follows. How do you define the beginning of my living there? He says, "Biyad liyachar hakbiyah yasul adam babayis, o yikonesh biyazmo tilaniach es chafotzum shom." You put your kelim in there, you put your furniture in there. That's the beginning of living there. That's what he quotes over here. Has mishpas in the way. Das kedoshim. Why? Mischayer midin beis holzo. What's a beis holzo? Let's open. We haven't opened the Gemara even once today. That's not good. Open this to the Rosh in Siman Tetzvah. Open to the Rosh. Did anyone finish all the Ramakos, by the way? Let's finish all the Ramakos. Did? He started to start spilling them. Get a head start. Next Gemara is all about spilling. I'm not finished it for a while, but. You finished? Very good. Sif Tetzva, Sif Tetzva, we don't have to say what does it say over here? Nechal Shari Batin, Nechal Shari Achatzeres, Nechal Shari Medinas, Nechal Shari Ayaras, Berepes, Belulin, Umatin, Beotrus Yayin, Beotrus Shemin, Kulun, Chalam, 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 good, that is very good. Skipping to the small pay of the Madaniyam. Ubeis ha-tevel, ubeis ha-bokor, ubeis ha-etzim, v'otzrus, she-ha-noshim ro'optos behen, p'turim ha-mezuzim. Gemara in Yuma. Says it, Rosh Hostoma, chayomim. U-de-lo kemoshkos of ha-rambam zal, de-dakuk she-ha-noshim iskashos behen. Rambam patters, beis ha-otzor, and the Rosh and everybody else is Mechayim Beis Otzer. The Mechava left this Rambam out. Can you imagine the Mechava left out a Rambam? Still they would. But Dayan Weiss, the Chassidus, says, I'm a Rambam man. Don't make a broch on a Beis Otzer. Don't. And the Rambam was right. I'm going to say, what do you mean? Mechava left it out. It's not. What's the Machlokes about? Without going to all the projects on both sides, looking at Madani Yontif, Sivkot, and Sadi. Briefly. Very, 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 very briefly. What's the Gemara Yuma? Okay, Yuma. What does it say? Women washed it; they're not dressed. See a pot. Hostam machayon. I wrap his book of turum and amazuzah. My neos is the skashos. I'm a pigeon. I'm a skashos man. Turim. I but Tanya Rav Kana is the kasher. Rav Kana is the Rav Yuda. Is the kasher? You paskin. Noshim is kashim ben chayav ben mezuzah. Is kashim mit tanoi. It's a machlokas at tanoi. I'm just skipping through quickly a whole discussion. So the Gemara has what's the Rambam? What's the Kesef Mishnah rather? Kesef Mishnah ben mezuzah. The Inyan she Noshim is kashim came to Rav Kahana the Chuli Alma Mechayv the Rav Yehuda Nami the Chayv Tana Chayv Hokin Aktina who was Stoma Das or Rambam Rav says no the came of the Pluk of the Tanoi Lodiska Shama Holka Ladas Halokha Kidibai Me, Ashkan the Pliya Maroi, but also the Kabyuda, Kabyuda Kaila, The came there of Kahana Tani Kamen Mashmat the Talmido Oyo. In Allah the Talmud of Marat. What about the Rosh and the Rif? They don't know it was this Talmud. It was Talmud of Rav. Chokam Gorlu. It's a self care, He says, the Rif and Rabbeinu hold, Rabbi Yehuda Zit Tosef. He's Zit Tosef, it's shlugged up. The kids of the Machlokas and the intricacies of the Suman Yuma had a pasuk in this very serious question, the different gear souls, the big complicated story. We pass in Shulchan Aruch, the base of Alter is Chaya, and the other opinion of Osai didn't even make the cut to the Shulchan Aruch. Without a door, it's a Yesh Omrim of Osai. Without a door, that is a Yesh Omrim, as we saw. But base of Alter, take a look at Resh Pei Vav, Sif base, base on Tevin, base on Eitzim, base on Vokach Hayavim. Noshim rotos bahem kevin sheom dos shama rumos ein kol shamayim lil shem mezuz rabo dafke elu abo cheder mamish afil abakum sheish vish yishenem v'sham shem sham chayim mezuz shuv es maril v'yesh mekilin om shekol bakum she noshim shavus pot mezuz. This you want to see this whole rabo, which is a very very important rabo. I'm just trying to do too many things at once. Look at the different chamudas of Bosai. If God then Bob, you'll see he summarizes some of these in Yom. But let's go back. I just want to finish this particular thought. We'll have to do the rest of Siyat Hashmaya tomorrow. But these gedolim, quotes the Minchas Yitzchak and the Har Tzvi and the Shuvas Van Hagus, that once you put in your furniture, it's royal adira. It's the beginning of adira. But if that's the case, for Bosai, it has to be a furnished apartment you can live in. I have a bed which is made, and I live in. I just throw a bunch of boxes in. You know how you move boxes and boxes. I have to 50 boxes. You can't live there. And according to that, those poskim, you wouldn't be chayav yet. Comes Ogur Bolach, and says they're all three gedolim are wrong. Wrong. You're not chayav because it's the beginning of living there as a regular house. The chayav is a base also. Even though it's not meant as a storage house, a warehouse, it's meant as your house, your living room, your dining room. Right now, it's serving as a base also. As we shall see mission tomorrow, there's some posts, I think we're Moshe included. That's ridiculous. That's not a base also. That's your house. And right now, it's not furnished. It should be part of the government. No, he says no. As long as I have some furniture there, even though I can't live in it now. I'm chayav as a base also, even though its ultimate goal is not a storehouse to warehouse, but rather as a house to live in. That's a chiddush she passes along. The many others we see soon disagree. And he goes further than that. He says a base also, you're only chayav if you walk in. What if I have a warehouse? I put away stuff for 10 years. I put it on 10 years. I don't get ever to pretend. I have gold. Gold! I assume gold's gonna go up in price. 10 years, not gonna go anywhere with that gold. So let's go ahead and lock a key. He passes or whatever, pull up the mezuzah. Because the shach's over here. And Reish Pei Vav some cut base. You have these places. Why you chayev? Afilu en adorm shamamish, kevan de yotzim en echdasimau, choshe base dira. Base also the chayev as you walk in. If you never walk in, you're not tired. But the flip side of that is that the base also has boxes, you know, it's not livable. If I walk in order to patch with the boxes here and there, and more boxes, take it, unpack boxes. The big chayav mishum base for also. And similarly, quotes the Taz says, if you're a store and you're not there at night, the whole story, then you would be potter, but otherwise you would be chayav. One of his riots from Osai is from Putin. Here we have a very, very important concept from Osai, which is a critical concept. We spoke about socher, but the socher is chayav. We spoke about this already a while ago, based on the sugya on that mem dalet, and the Gemara says mem dalet punduk your punduk. The question becomes like this: very nice. The person who's living in the hotel is punduk. What if the Jew owns the hotel? Who's an inn? I own an inn. On the back. Let's say I own an inn. I'm a multi-millionaire. I own a whole series of inns, right? Am I chayav in mezuzah? Me, Ani Yakov. Am I chayav in mezuzah? What we saw in the sugya, Rabbi Osai, is that if I rent something, I'm chayev. Only there as a puntik, as an inn, as a wayfarer, then I in fact I'm put. That's true. What about the person who owns the puntik? Is he chayev or is he not chayev? What do you say, Rabbi Osai? What do you think? Yeah. You think the balabayas is chayav to prove up the mezuzah, and the person sitting in the punduk is punduk. That's what you suggest. Okay. Very, very nice. You are machaber to the Aruch HaShulchan. We have to end with the trifecta of Aruch HaShulchan. Resh pei vav sif mem ches. Aruch HaZal b'menachas mem dal. Adar b'punduk punduk mem mezuzah. Dira sarayi. The 30 days. All right, fine. V'nirali, the owner of the puntik is a goy. Aval Yisrael chayav ulasos mezuzos b'chador shel aruchim sharei beis sohu b'shvil aruchim. I have a guest house. So Rabbi Osai, there's a guest house over there too. Now I'm in the guest house. Quote the Aruch HaShulchan. Who is higher than the mezuzah of the guest house? Who?
Kevorasha.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you compare a punduk to a gate that is renting out a house for the day and then make it for the day?
That's what a punduk in a sense is.
That's a big one compared to then why you have the fees on the sofa, not the master.
No. If I rent a house, you make me an Eretz Yisrael doing that? Now it's told you rent for a day a chayav by the way Shanisha Eretz Yisrael. We saw it in Russia. Live there. But punduk is not shy to live there. It's too expensive or it's too it says no heat. You can't, you know, whatever, like they come from the mountains. You can't live there permanently. You can't. That's why it's not the same as so you can live there permanent theories. That's why we want Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You can't live permanent in punduk. You can't do it. It's not normally done. That's the answer to your question. Okay? Now I have another question of Osai. Who is chayav in the mezuzah on the bunk that you all sleep in? I'm serious. This is a fight that we had, 30 years ago. The first time Yeshiva was learning, Kohli was learning, these are Yonin. And Zvi writes in front of the Racha, the shores of it. I said, there's no mezuzahs. There's a missing here and there. He said, okay, so you pay for it. You live this, Yochi, and Chova said that. Zvi writes, was no one knew how to learn. Chova said that, especially with the same money for the camp. And I said, maybe it's a camp sleep. This is very complicated. That was a fight, mamash, a 30-year-old fight. The 30-year war, it was still a 30-year-old fight. Then tomorrow, we'll get to that fight among many other important things. Okay? So tomorrow, I'm just trying to finish up the Maharaj Thomas as much as we can. We'll discuss these, the other Mozart, the nature of the Pia of the Zuzza, etc.